Hello and welcome to Now Playing. This is Brock.
This is Alicia.
And today we are talking about the curious case of Benjamin Button.
Curious indeed.
Starring Brad Pitt, Kate Blanchett, Julia Ormond, and directed by David Fincher.
Don't forget Tilda Swinton.
I did. So Tilda Swinton's in it, and so is Elias Cotiez.
No way.
Yeah.
Who was he?
Aha, so let's just get right into this really quickly now. You just told me a second ago that was Julia Ormond. In the entire movie, I thought it was Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Are you kidding me?
No. I realized it wasn't Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, but I was like, she looks so much like Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. And then I did not get it was Julia Ormond.
It was the accent. It threw you off, or lack of.
Well, she had the curly hair. She looked kind of like whatever. And then Elias Cotiez, and if I'm mispronouncing that, I apologize to the Cotiez family. He was the clockmaker in the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, I picked him off instantly.
It was the glasses.
It was the glasses.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Because the bald head was there. All right, so.
Interesting. Anyway.
Anyway, this movie is one of the big movies of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And David Fincher is a director of this one. And let's start there. This is a really interesting choice for David Fincher, in my opinion, because we know him from Seven.
What's in the box?
And Zodiac, we just saw recently. And so those kind of movies are very similar in that it's serial killer, is very graphic.
It's too bad this is only audio because you missed me just rolling my eyes at the mention of Zodiac. Sorry, go on.
Anyway, so this was kind of a different direction for him. He did Alien 3, if you've seen Alien 3.
Okay.
And there's a whole story behind that we will not get into here. But the point I'm trying to make is it's a whole different kind of movie. It wasn't a trademark David Fincher movie of what I think a trademark David Fincher movie would be.
I see what you're saying.
But I kind of liked that it was something different from this director.
I agree.
And I liked the angles and the shots and lots of things were set up beautifully and the reveals were very well done. All that kind of stuff.
I think it was well directed.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a quick, and there's really no need for a giant one, a quick plot synopsis.
Okay, basic premise. There's baby born, 1918, New Orleans, and he basically is born as an old man and ages backwards throughout the course of the movie.
So like Merlin.
Yes.
Without the
but
magic.
No magical powers. Sorry.
Which would have been a really good movie in and of itself.
It would be a whole other kind of movie.
Yes, so that's the whole premise. That's all you really need to know, mm-hmm. And I think everyone knows that already.
Yes.
And this is based on an F. Scott Fitzgerald short story, which I have never read.
Nor have I.
And clearly has been updated.
Yes.
So let's get right into it. Let's talk about the performances.
Okay, performances. I thought Kate Blanchett was fabulous. I think
she was
pretty
fabulous.
Much always fabulous. What can you
yeah,
do?
But let's talk about how fabulous Kate Blanchett was in this role. Because for all the talk that Brad Pitt's getting, and we'll get to him in a second, I think she had the harder role.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah.
Her character ages as well throughout the course of the movie. And I thought, frankly, and this I'm sure it's a combination of the special effects and the acting and everything like that, her character was much more believable to me in the aging process because she did most of it through just her actual self, because she doesn't have to go from an infant, a 90-year-old infant or whatever, all the way through, all the way through the end and, obviously regressing again at the end. She was herself. She, I'm sure, obviously had makeup, and I'm sure there was a little bit of CGI at the beginning to make her look much, much younger, and
right.
then probably at the end to make her look much, much older.
Right.
But she was very, very good.
Let me add to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're talking about Brad Pitt at this moment, too.
Yeah.
Brad did, I thought, a great job. Brad, I mean, first name basis.
Mr.
Pitt
Brad.
Did fantastically. I thought Brad Pitt did serviceably well. I thought it was an interesting role and fun for him to do, and I'm really glad he did it. But the difference between him and her in this movie is that I really got the sense that the weight of what was going on was affecting Kate Blanchett's character more than than Benjamin Button's. And I loved watching the character get younger. It was a lot of fun, and I thought Brad Pitt really conveyed each different ages in his life well. But the emotionality of it, the emotional distress this relationship causes, I really saw in Kate Blanchett more than Brad Pitt. So when Benjamin Button talks about it, it's like news. But we see it in Kate Blanchett's character's reactions, her choices, and everything.
I agree, and that actually comes to what part of my big issue with the whole movie is. Specifically going back to Brad Pitt, I'm a fan of his as an actor. I like him. I think he's a good actor. I think he is very good in what he does.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like this was a huge acting piece for him. I felt like he was more of a canvas to show off the amazing CGI effects that they could do throughout the course of the movie. I felt like he was good. I felt like he was fine. He was obviously, you know, showing up and doing his job and doing a good job. And I just didn't feel any, like you were saying, I didn't really feel any emotional connection to his character. In fact, I didn't feel any emotional connection to most of the characters throughout the movie, which I guess leads me to my whole big thing is, obviously, we mentioned this is a short story. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a really, really interesting premise for a movie. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was 2.5 hours of a movie about a really interesting premise. And I didn't really feel very invested in the movie at all.
Okay. Okay. This is an entire lifetime of this gentleman, mm-hmm. Benjamin Button. How else do you tell a story of a person's lifetime mm-hmm. unless you do 2.5 hours? I think your analogy of a canvas is fantastic. Because we see his life, but we really see his life through how he affected others and other people he met. And that was the idea behind it. And the script tells us that, and the narration tells us all that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see it through Benjamin Button either. What was there to Benjamin Button besides he ages backwards? Mm-hmm. There was nothing else to the character besides I age backwards.
Exactly. If he didn't age backwards, he would be a completely uninteresting person.
Right. I think you're right. I think the premise is great, but I think maybe the execution of the actual character was underwritten.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I was trying to say. I don't think it was Brad Pitt's fault.
No, it's not.
Our friend Brad. I don't think it was his fault at all. I think it was just the way the character was written. He didn't have the opportunity to do very much other than stand there and...
And I'm going to make a bold statement right now Ooh. To compare him to, like, a Cary Grant.
Huh.
In that I think Cary Grant was extremely underappreciated in a lot of movies he did that I've seen. Because he always plays a straight man or always plays the glue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, Philadelphia Story comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the curse, quote-unquote, of a leading actor or the leading role in any movie.
And frankly, of being Brad Pitt. I mean, we can't ignore the fact he is fine. Okay, he's a very physically attractive man. And unfortunately, I think sometimes that is actually a negative against him as his whole, you know, entity and persona and everything like that.
Right.
Because... You're sitting there watching Brad Pitt being all gorgeous and riding on a motorcycle, and it's...
Gorgeous on a motorcycle, huh? It was a beautiful
He's
shot.
He's an attractive guy. No, but what I'm saying is that... So that frankly, that's often what gets the primary focus.
No, I understand. I mean, if you want to... So, that being said, there are a lot of good performances in this movie. And there are a lot of great character roles.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Tilda Swinton. I thought she was a fun excursion to this movie.
By the way.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not possible.
I know.
But I really wish there could have been a way to get Cate Blanchett and Tilda Swinton on the screen together. It would have been like dueling Elizabeths. It would have been fabulous.
Oh, well.
But obviously, it's not really going to happen.
There was a scene in the movie where when she meets Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt's narration says... She's not an attractive woman. She's plain as paper. And I'm thinking, what was the casting choice there? Did she read the script and see that and said, this part's for me? Or did her agent say, oh, Tilda, you had to see this? I mean, I feel bad for her when they describe her as plain as paper because she's not unattractive. She has a wonderful look to her. I just felt bad for her. They described her as plain as paper. I also thought the woman who played the mother was quite fun to watch. Her name
Who's
is...
mother? Oh, Queenie?
Yeah, and I don't know how... It's Tara G. Henson, and I could be slaughtering that name too, and I apologize to the Henson family. I thought she was great.
I agree. And she was also somebody who, like Cate Blanchett, does age a lot through the course of the
yes.
movie. And again, it's very believable, and you're not distracted by.
Agreed. But
whatever.
I think, but I think
that.
Yeah, but you did. But then again, she is a non-name actor, quote mm-hmm. unquote. She's not a star actor.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you don't have the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who played the sea captain. You don't have the baggage there.
Mm-hmm.
So you believed he was a sea captain. You don't see him age, but you know what I'm saying. So we covered that. The special effects in this movie were very interesting, and I think we have to talk about this, because at certain points, there's a Brad Pitt old man head on a little body that is just remarkable, that you think you know how it's done, but the seams are pretty well hidden for me, for the most part. I didn't see the lines.
I thought it was well done. I mean, obviously... There's no way you can get past the fact that it is going to be CGI and you are going to have to take a moment to realize, oh, yeah, that's really good CGI.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
I didn't even really think about it very much.
Right.
But yes, somehow morphing Brad Pitt onto the head of like a 7-year-old. And
Right.
But he looks 90.
Yes. Oh, I also thought it was really funny. The scar was on every...
Yes.
They didn't explain how the scar got on Benjamin Button's face, but if you notice, Brad Pitt has a little scar.
It's like Harrison Ford. He just has a scar.
It's great. But some movies explain Harrison Ford's scar for fun. So speaking of the aging, this movie, because it's a lifetime, and you can't actually show every single year and every single moment of a lifetime, you need to have a framing device.
Yes.
And so let's talk about the framing device. The framing device is an old woman gives a diary to her daughter, and she reads the story of Benjamin Button.
Yes.
This old woman is Cate Blanchett's character.
Yes.
Now, here's the question I have. Was that Cate Blanchett in the bed?
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
Her nose was different.
Well, she had a lot of makeup. But
see,
the
it looked like an
same.
Old woman makeup. It really did. But then I couldn't see Cate Blanchett in there at all.
Mm-hmm.
When Brad Pitt was older...
I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the voice was the same. The voice
really?
Was her voice. Yes.
Because when I look at... When I look at the baby Brad Pitt, when I look at the old man Brad Pitt,
mm-hmm.
it's his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's those
eyes.
Brad Pitt eyes. And obviously they did a good job of CGIing those in there. But I couldn't see a thing that looked like Cate Blanchett. Yes, actually they... So back to the framing device. Did the framing device work for you? Was it a good idea?
In theory, yes.
It's the only way they could possibly have done this.
But I have to say, and obviously this is not giving anything huge away... So the framing device, the present day, happens to be taking place during Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
What is the point of that? Am I just completely out of my mind that I missed something? Am I totally obtuse? Because I just thought it was completely ridiculous. Is it because the first thing you think of nowadays when you hear New Orleans is Katrina?
I think they moved the story to New Orleans on purpose to give money to the community by filming this movie down in Louisiana.
Really?
I think that was Brad Pitt's initiative. He bought a house down there. They filmed down there. They give money to local businesses.
Okay, but does it need to take place on the day that Katrina is hitting? What is the point of that?
I completely agree with you, because they didn't really factor that into anything.
No.
Nothing
at all.
There
was one shot at the very, very end, which whatever, we won't give it away, but...
Well, there's something to give away. It's just one shot at the very end.
Yeah.
And then they talk about the storm, the weather report.
Was it to add dramatic tension to the present?
If there's some sort of correlation, some sort of symbolism about, you know, how your life blows by you, crap like that, I completely went over my head.
And maybe we're dumb. And if, you know, if anybody out there understood why it took place on the day it did, let us know.
And if it's just because they wanted to, that's great. Good for them. But, yeah. All right. So... This is interesting, because I don't know the answer to this question right now that I'm going to ask you. Alicia, do you recommend The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
I think I do. I think I do recommend it. It's good to watch. It was an interesting movie. It was interesting performances overall. And like I said, the premise is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it were about 30 minutes shorter, maybe 15, whatever. Yes, a hesitant yes.
Okay, I recommend it. I had a good time with it. I got into the story. I completely see it's much lighter weight than the filmmakers think it is. I think it was kind of
a little shallow.
Yeah, a little shallow. I mean, a great story and a really fun, interesting look at life, what a life is mm-hmm. and what a lifetime is.
Just don't expect to walk out
inspired.
A new view on...
And they try to plug that thing in about how you should live your life, this and that, and when, by the time it gets to that, you're like, I don't think you earned that... for this, but I really thought it was an interesting watch. I had a good time with it. It's beautifully made.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous movie, and I think there is something here to enjoy, whether or not you like it as much as we did or less than we did. Fine. I recommend you check it out. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to send us an email, let us know your thoughts on this movie or our show in general. We encourage that you send an email to show@nowplayingpodcast.com, and also visit us at nowplayingpodcast.com to listen to other shows in our archive. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
What's in the box?